6.12. Andrew.
I've been living in Milan for just over 15 years now. The reason why I first came here was because I'd always wanted to go and live abroad. I'd always had this picture in my mind of me having aperitifs at a cafe on some exotic seafront promenade in the south of France, or somewhere like that. Although, I must admit, I never imagined staying abroad for so long. Even when I married my Italian girlfriend, I always thought we'd eventually go back to the UK. You see, what I like best about living here is that in some way I'm still living the dream. Even though I have a demanding job with a multinational company and a young child, both of which have their own stresses, somewhere in my brain there's a little voice that reminds me that I'm living abroad as I always wanted to be. Something which I think is very true is what another Brit said to me some time ago. He said, "Despite everything, it's almost as if you were still on holiday." And although Milan isn't half as exotic as people might imagine, well, I mean, it's a bit grey and industrial. It's a bit like Manchester in that way. The food is a million times better, and you're only 40 kilometres of motorway away from the Alps, and about 130 from the Mediterranean. The problems I have here are mainly to do with the bureaucracy, which can be incredibly frustrating. For instance, the other day, the doctor told me I needed a chest x-ray, and just to book the appointment involved me queuing in two different places for an hour and a half. The practicalities of life can be frustrating too. Socially, Italy has changed enormously in the last 15 years, but the state hasn't realised it yet. Most Italian women work these days, but nursery schools are still only open from 8:30 in the morning till about 4 in the afternoon. So who goes to pick your child up when both parents work full-time? The things I miss most about the UK are the countryside and the BBC. I find the Italian news too politically biased. But I can't really see myself going back. I'm a foreigner here, but I think I'm also a foreigner in the UK now too. When I go back to the UK, and that's maybe twice a year, and watch the TV, I understand the language, but the words or constructions are not what I would say. It isn't just language, though. It's the way of life. The UK has changed a lot, and I can't say that I like it. It seems a much more violent place than it used to be, and it seems too, well, it's too politically correct. For example, on the news, I notice they never say actress now for women because it's supposed to be sexist. They say actor for both men and women. I think it's all getting a bit out of hand. Italy still hasn't gone too far down that road. Thank goodness.